Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mountain of Hearts. In the past, when I found myself in a crowd such as at a music festival, I'd wonder what it would be like if everybody got in a huge circle and we piled our hearts up in the middle. Then we had to go and try to find our hearts, like lost property. Would you be able to pick your heart out of a pile, having never seen it? That's mine there, I know it is. I've got a good feeling about it. Hold on, a feeling? Where's that coming from? Do feelings really come from the heart? Sometimes I can feel emotions rising from my chest, but those feelings could be from my lungs, my intestines. Sometimes feelings feel like they move up my spinal cord and out of my mouth and into the air, like John Coffey exhaling in the Green Mile. If you are considered to be a person with a good heart and you have a heart transplant and the person whose heart you receive was a real nasty piece of work, are you then going to have their heart and become the bad person because you have their heart that wasn't as good-natured as yours? Is that how it works? Does your heart have anything to do with your personality? It's a pump of moving muscle, isn't it? Or is it a control centre that tells you whether to help an old lady across the road or not?